Hare Krishna. Anger can be an expression of love, and so can be the determination to control anger. Sometimes we see anger as an undesirable emotion. And it is true. Anger makes us do terrible things which we regret afterwards. And Krishna also in the Bhagavad Gita talks about anger as one of the roads to hell. It is a demoniac quality. But then we see that in the Mahabharata, there are times when Krishna becomes angry. There are times when Arjuna becomes angry. But their anger does not let them act adharmically. Under the spell of anger, they don't act adharmically. They still choose a dharmic course of action. So Krishna is telling Arjuna to fight a war. And while fighting a war, normally a war is fought with feelings of animosity and hatred. And indeed, those are kind of feelings which Duryodhana had towards the Pandavas. He looked at them with contempt. He looked at them with envy and hatred. But Krishna tells Arjuna that look at everyone equally. Suhrun mitra ryodasina madhyastha dvesha bandhushu sadhushu apicha papeshu samabuddhir vishishyate. So he says suhrun mitra ryodasina. So for those who are close friends, who are friends, mitra, then ari, who are enemies, udasina, those who are neutral, madhyastha, those who are mediators. So dvesha bandhushu, those who are envious and those who are friendly. Sadhushu apija papeshu, those who are impious and those who are pious. Those are virtuous and those are vicious. All of them samabuddhi shishyate. One who sees all of them equally, such a person is superior. Krishna has in the previous verse 6.8 talked about how we need to control the mind. And in this, in the previous verse, he has talked about how in the process of controlling the mind, the first level is to look at things equally, samaloshtrashma kanchana. And now he talks about how we need to see people also equally. So seeing people equally means that we understand that they are all parts of God. So at a spiritual level, we see them equally. At a practical level, it is not that we treat all of them equally. There are some people who are inimical towards God. Some people are favorable towards God. Just as we understand that there is a soul even in a tiger's body. But we can't go and embrace that tiger. We will be devoured by that if we try to do that. So here what Krishna says is that be equipoised in vision. In action, there will be variation depending on the disposition of that particular person. So the point for discussion, for understanding for us is that as individuals, we need to discern between what is the course of action that is the best for our spiritual evolution. And to the extent we can choose that course of action, to the extent we can act in a way that elevates us, that helps us become instruments by which others are elevated, to that extent we are on the right track. To the extent we are acting in ways which are driven by selfish motivation, to that extent we are often instruments of ignorance. We are ourselves increasing our ignorance, and we are instruments of ignorance. We are perpetuating the ignorance in this world. So the Bhagavad Gita's mood and message is that if one has to fight, one may have to fight. But as Krishna said in this verse, it's a very pertinent verse. Suhrun mitrarya udasina madhyastha dvesha bandhushu sadhushu apicha papeshu samabuddhir vishishyate. So Krishna says over here that now why does Krishna or Arjuna become angry? Because they care. You know, when they care for dharma and when they see somebody acting adharmically, if one does not become angry, that lack of anger can well be a sign of apathy. If something which is very dear to us, someone who is very dear to us is being insulted, is being destroyed, then our emotion has to express itself. Our affection will accept to express itself as anger. But at the same time, anger can become demoniac if it goes out of control. So anger is also expressed by the willingness to curb the anger. So our faithfulness to dharma is expressed by our willingness to curb that anger also. So sometimes people say, I care, so I'm angry. That is true. But if you care, then you will express your anger in a way that makes the situation better, not the situation worse. So yes, anger can be an expression of love, but then the subordination of anger or the channelization of the anger in a way that improves the situation, not doesn't aggravate the situation, that is also a characteristic of love. And the Arjuna's devotion to dharma, Arjuna's devotion to Krishna, Arjuna's love for his citizens as a responsible Kshatriya prince, all that is seen in his seeking redressal by righteous means. First they tried peace negotiations, multiple levels of peace negotiations with generous concessional offers, and then they fought a dharmic war. And dharmic war, they fought without feelings of animosity, as Krishna is recommending over here. And they fought because if Duryodhana had not been killed, then Duryodhana would have done more akarma, more adharma, and he himself would have had to suffer the consequences, and others would also have to suffer the consequences. To protect society and protect Duryodhana from his own lower side, they were fighting. So, but they channeled their anger in a dharmic way. So similarly, so we should in general avoid anger, but when we get angry, when we see someone else getting angry, or we ourselves feel angry, we shouldn't think necessarily it's a sign of ignorance. It can be a sign of that we care. But we should care enough not just to become angry, but we should also care enough to express anger in a way that that doesn't further violate dharma and complicate the situation. Rather, it helps in the establishment of dharma and helps in the resolution of that situation. So anger needs to be tempered. Anger can't be suppressed, but it needs to be tempered by appropriate expression. And here Krishna tells, the appropriate expression is non-malevolent expression with equal disposition. Thank you. Hare Krishna.